This is Carriker and Smallman. We're talking everything St. Louis Blues as we head into the Blues Booth. The Blues Booth is brought to you by Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. Boardwalk has three convenient locations, Manchester, Crestwood, or St. Peter. Or visit online at boardwalkhardwood.com.
Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN. Your St. Louis Blues have a Thanksgiving Eve tilt with the Red Wings tonight in Detroit. And Bernie Federico will be with Scott Warman on the pregame at 5:30. The game is at 6. Actually, they'll be at 6:30 with the action on Bally Sports. You'll hear the action tonight here on 101 ESPN as well. And Hall of Famer Bernie Federico joins us in the Blues booth via the Brown & Crouppen Celebrity Line. Good morning, Mr. Federico, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And same to you, Randy.
Well, let's start with this because you wound up your career with the Red Wings. You have a little different perspective of Detroit than I do because I really do hate them. But I know you know Steve Yzerman well. He has really done a good job as a GM, first in Tampa, and it looks like he has things heading in an upward direction with the Red Wings.
Yeah, Steve's a very patient guy. He's also a very smart hockey guy. So, yeah, he did a great job in Tampa, and he's building there again. I mean, it was kind of a mess in Detroit when he got there. I mean, they've had all those great years winning Stanley Cups, and I think a lot of times your lineup gets dissipated because of that, because you're not getting the draft picks because you're finishing so well and winning Stanley Cups. So it takes a while, I think, when your team kind of falls out and under, and that's where they were, and now he's kind of building up. He's got some good young players in there, and he'll continue to build. So there's no question that in the next couple of years, I think the Red Wings will be a challenge for the Stanley Cup once again.
Bernie, when I look back to the Blues' most recent game versus Vegas, they get down 2-0 in the first period, and then on a beautiful pass from David Perron, it's Ryan O'Reilly who's there to score for the Blues and start that flurry of activity. It just seems like so many times whenever the Blues need him to turn the tide, Ryan O'Reilly is there for them.
Yeah, what can we say about him, Michelle? I mean, he's the leader of this hockey club. I mean, I don't think anybody works harder than he does. He shows up each and every game. Yeah, he's had maybe a rough go scoring goals right now, but he's still, even if you're not scoring, he's the type of player that does so many things well, whether it's winning faceoffs, killing penalties, just his vocal presence in the locker room as well. It's always there. But when they need a big goal, I think that's exactly it. They turned that game around really quickly. What, two minutes and 15 seconds? They end up scoring three goals, go from down two to up one, and the rest is history. So, no, I can't say enough about him. He's just a great leader on this hockey club.
Bernie Federico with us on 101 ESPN. And Bernie, after these couple of games, the Blues will already be at the quarter pole of the season, which seems unbelievable. So this is a good enough sample size to evaluate Jordan Binnington for the year. What have you thought of Binnington so far?
Well, I think he's been great, Randy. I mean, when I look at some of the saves that he's made, I mean, you look at his save percentage, his goals against is maybe not as high as it should be. But, I mean, when you look at the quality chances that the Blues have really given against him, they've been dangerous plays, to say the least. I mean, even you go back to Dallas, he stops a breakaway, he stops a penalty shot. So I think that he's regained that form that he had back in 2019. And not saying that he didn't have it last year or even the year before. I mean, he played some great games, but I think consistently he's been very good this season. And I think with all the injuries and the COVID protocol that some of the players went out, I mean, the lineup has changed so many times with the Blues roster that the one thing that's been the real constant has been the goaltending. And I think that Jordan's been absolutely outstanding.
Same question, Bernie, but about Colton Parayko. What have you seen from Colton Parayko to this point in the season?
Well, you know what? He's been a workhorse for the Blues. He's been out there an awful lot, and I think that that's taken its toll. I think he's got a little bit tired in the last few games, and I think that Craig Berube has given him a little bit of a break. I mean, changing, obviously, too, with the change in defenseman, with Krug being out because of COVID, he had to, switch things around because he had to find somebody else to go with Falk. So when you really have all the different injuries and protocols that the Blues have had, it's been very difficult to really get the chemistry going with another, with the pairings out there, because they've had to mix them. So I think that Colton's been fine. I mean, his presence is just so great there because of the size that he's got. I mean, yes, he's made some mistakes, but I think because of the size and the way he skates and the ability with the long reach too, even if it's out of position, he gets back. But I think he's really an excellent chance of making the Canadian Olympic team. And I think that says it all.
Bernie, it is remarkable that the Blues have played as long as they have with a guy like Braden Schenn out and played. I know it hasn't been great, but they've played as well as they have without him because he's another cog. We talked about Ryan O'Reilly earlier. We're talking about Binnington and Parayko. When you are missing one of those centerpiece type players, it has a pretty dramatic effect on your team.
It does. I mean, he brings an element that they really don't have a lot of. I mean, Braden Schenn is the guy that's going to finish his check. He's going to be the first guy in if he needs to drop the gloves. He wants to establish a little spark. He's the one guy that can do it. So, yeah, when he's out of the lineup, it's tough. The team really has overcome a lot of injuries. I mean, they're in a situation where they're 4 games over .500. I mean, they had a great start, and really at the start of the year they were healthy, and I think that's why they were winning games, and then kind of things went south on them. But to have Braden back is going to be a big part of it because it's that element that they don't have without him that he brings, and I think that's what makes this team so good. They've got so many elements. I mean, they got some great skill. They've got spark plugs like Braden Schenn. They've got guys like Parayko, we talked about. They've got a couple of young, defensemen now. When you got a Perunovic that's in there, I mean, Krug is a really great offensive guy. I mean, I can't say enough about the way that Justin Falk has played as well. So this is a pretty darn good hockey club. I mean, everybody has talked about, Vegas is going to be so good, the Colorado Avalanche, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you've got so many, pundits talking about how many great teams there are, but they don't really mention the Blues. Well, I think the Blues are a really good hockey club that are going to challenge all the way through the year.
Bernie, I was just going to ask you about Justin Falk, a big goal for him versus Vegas, number 100. And it took him a minute to get comfortable here in St. Louis and to get in a role that really served him. But this seems to be one of the great acquisitions that Doug Armstrong has made. He really has been a steady force for this team.
I would agree. I mean, it was a tough situation he came into after the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, where was he going to fit in? And really, the most of the defense was back, and here he comes in, and where is he going to go? And I think it was even tough for him. I mean, the team going to the White House, the team getting all these accolades, and he wasn't really part of it, so he wasn't even there. And he stayed back at the hotel when they went to the White House. So things like that, I think, were very difficult on him, and I don't think he really knew what his place was. But that first year went by, I think over the course of the last couple of years, he's become comfortable. He knows what his job is, and he's been absolutely outstanding. I mean, he's steady at both ends. I mean, he's been one of those guys that's always physical, really good in front of the net. His outlet passes are great, and he jumps up with the play. And I think he's getting more comfortable, I think, in an offensive role. I mean, he was a really offensive guy. I mean, he's got 100 goals now in his career. So I think that says it all with what he did while he was with Carolina. So I don't think he's been used as much offensively, and I think he's getting a little bit more of that, a little bit of power play time and stuff. And I think that he's really showing everybody what he's really a complete defenseman, not just a defensive guy like maybe that everybody expected that when he came.
Blues and Red Wings tonight. Bernie Federko, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for the time. We do appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Randy, Michelle. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, too.